This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri, Christmas Eve episode. Well, this will come out on Christmas evening. So once you listen to this, happy Merry Christmas, K-State Nation, all things K-State sports, whether that is football all the way to men's and women's scholarships. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for stopping by during the busy holiday season to listen to this podcast. If you're new to the podcast, if you're not yet subscribed before 2025, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. That will help you out every time. That will send you a notification every time we post our episode of the Pro Project Podcast daily. And 3 episodes came out last night. Yep, 3 episodes. Well, not last night, but 1 came out last night. 2 came out during the day. So, yeah, we're rolling out content throughout the rest of holiday season and closing in on the new year of 2025, Lord willing, as well. But, again, thank you so much again for your support, your continued support of this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer III, host of this podcast, 2013 alum. Also, Alex Aiden, shout out to him as well. Co-host over on the Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast, and we'll probably resume that. We'll definitely resume that in the year. Not probably, but we'll be resuming that content over there in the new year as well. So I just wanted to take care of some housekeeping things as usual. So this episode, by when it comes out, it will be Christmas Eve. Not Christmas Eve. It'll be Christmas night, I should say. Excuse me. Almost said a bad word. Christmas night. So again, if you're listening to this, Merry Christmas. Happy to yous and yours out there. And make sure you do stay safe out there. Football, staying man, stay on it. Staying on the football topic, Rate Bowl preview continues here. Take a look at the defense. Now, the offense will come out today or at some point Christmas Eve night, probably. And then the defensive preview for the Rutgers, as we're taking a look at K-State's opponent, 7-5, going into Rate Bowl late Thursday afternoon out there at Chase Field as well. So you want to take a look at the Rutgers path to Arizona. There's already a couple episodes out. Had one out over the weekend, had one out yesterday. One will be out today, one will be out tomorrow. And of course, I have my prediction and a look at the K-State roster going in to this gaming matchup against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights on Thursday. So we're gonna have you covered here on this particular podcast here. But 4-2-5. Now we're talking Rutgers a little bit. We're giving you just an overview. I'm not gonna try and go deep dive in anything. We're just gonna give you just a little bit of a taste of what Rutgers is as K-State is about to take on Rutgers on Thursday afternoon in the Rate Bowl. But yes, 4-2-5. That is nearly similar to Joe Klineman, the defense coordinator, and the K-State defense. Of course, 3 safeties, and I'm gonna be playing around with some stuff here at the end of the year, trying to be a little bit more creative. So, but here's what assistant says. 4-2-5. I probably would have told you this anyway, but 4-2-5 scheme, 3 safeties, 3 corners. Well, actually, the Rutgers used 3 safeties. This is kind of your flip-flop, if you will, here. And usually with K-State, what you've seen with them in the past under Joe Klineman is the 3 corners and 2 safeties. Here, it's the exact opposite. 3 safeties for a Rutgers defense and in your traditional 2 corners there as well. These guys coverages, Rutgers uses a variety of coverages using cover four, and the safeties are shallow enough, obviously. They want to stop the run. So, obviously, Rutgers, if you're them, you want to stop the running game, which, obviously, Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson, and Dylan Edwards will be featured, obviously. No T.J. Higgins, third best running back at K-State with all of those rushing yards. Obviously, D.J. Higgins, if you don't know by now, headed to the draft along with Chica Paris. They're not, both of them, not going to play. I haven't heard anything else. Like I listened to the 3 Mall preview of this Rutgers matchup, and they too have not heard anything else about who's not going to play in this football game. They'll use rotating safeties, obviously hard front, and this is interesting. This says hard-hitting front seven. I'll probably say hard-hitting front six, since you're going to use a 4-2-5 defense. Aaron Lewis highlighted in here as well. Okay, so the defense, Rutgers defense, 16th nationally in total defense, 10th nationally in pass defense. This might be a little bit off here, but defensive coordinator is Joe Harris-Mack for Rutgers. So you would think Greg Schiano, and Greg Schiano is a defensive mind. I have, for Greg Schiano, I have followed him during my time living in the state of Florida. Obviously, he was once upon a time the Miami defensive coordinator there as well. Rutgers, 7-5, 4-5 in the Big 12, obviously, there as well. Let me see if I can... individual here. This will probably help me there as well. Let me see. Team. Oh, let's see. Offense, defense here. Yeah. So I'm actually here. Actually, let me see if I can do something here. Game by game here. Last time the defense was on, right? Let's go to Michigan State here, for instance. Here, I used Michigan State on the offense episode. We're going to use it here on the defensive side of the ball. They held Michigan State to 14 points. Michigan State 5-7, 3-6 this past year for them here in this game. Let me see. Now I'm going to have to go to going through all different kind of channels here, looking for, just trying to give you something here on defense. But yeah, so let's see. Yeah, Michigan State struck first there in the first quarter. Yeah, doesn't really help me much there. That does not really help much here. Let me see here. That's not what I want right there. Yeah, so if K-State's going to have success on this Rutgers defense here, obviously we know what they can do on the ground. Obviously, we've pleaded for it all year long with Avery, with Dylan, now with DJ Gittens moving up to the next level, you hope to see a lot more Dylan Edwards, explosive plays, and Joe Jackson, who's been very effective all year long every time he stepped on the field for K-State as well. So we'll see what happens. And Avery Johnson, obviously, I think the main key for him is he's going to not have to turn the football over. Do not turn the football over. Let me see here again. Defensive stars. Let me see here. That will give me something here. And it's not going to do that. Here we go. All right. Yeah. So... I apologize. Yeah, so here we go. Here's what I'm wanting here on the podcast. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III trying to give you a little bit on Rutgers defense here. And leading tackle. Now, again, this is what I can give you, because I don't know who's playing. I don't know with the transfer portal, who's going to the NFL draft. Dario DeJabon. 48 solo. He leads the team with 48 tackles solo. He has 3 sacks as well here. Actually, no, that's 48. Excuse me, 48 solo tackles. He has a total of 102 tackles. So that's your leading tackle. He's still a leading tackle anyway. So 102 tackles there. And then you have one of the defensive backs, of course, the 4-2-5 scheme, Shaquan Loyal. For Rutgers is next in line. He has 68 tackles there. And then your next is another DB. Your DBs can tackle now for Rutgers. Flip Dixon. Another defensive back. He's next in line with 56 as well. So really, if I go down another notch here, three defensive backs lead the team in tackles. And outside of DJ Bourne, you have, I'm not going to say this last name here, already getting, yes, you have Desmond Ishison with another 28 solo tackles. He has 51 total tackles there as well. So three of four, your tackles there as well. So these guys in the secondary obviously can tackle as well. And you have to, right? Yeah, you have to there, right, as well. So there you go there on that. There's some names there. Now, again, I'm just saying this now ahead of the bowl game being saved, because the fact of the matter is that you have to look at, you know, who's playing this bowl game and who is not. And, again, we don't know all who's playing this game. Got to give it in quotation marks. But all I know for this offense of K-State, again, and speaking of offense, on that 3-Mile podcast, Keon Johnson ain't going to play in this game as well. So you have two offensive players who've been a factor in your offense for the last 2 years. DJ Gins, three. Keon Johnson, two. Not playing this game. So, again, it gives another opportunity for some of these other guys to get on the field as well. So, Keon Johnson has been a factor this year. More so since, the second half of last year when he was more involved in the offense. But, yeah, he's obviously had a share of injuries there. So, Keon Johnson not going to play as well. So, two guys on his offense not going to play. But I guess the same thing implies for the offensive K-State going up against this 4-2-5 defensive scheme for Rutgers. You have to, the main thing coming out of here, you can't turn the ball over. You cannot, you just can't do it. It hurts you against Iowa State, hurts you against Houston, it hurts you against Arizona State. Those three teams have something in common. Those three matches have something in common. You lost them. 3-4, K-State. Again, I have to re-emphasize that. You've lost 3 of 4, and you look to put a Band-Aid on the 2024 season, hopefully, with no turnovers. If you did not turn the ball over, you can win this game. Don't give Rutgers any extra hope. Don't give them any extra possessions. You can win this football game for sure. For sure. Now, that came out of my mouth, for sure. I better say, for sure, with a quotation marks there. So, you know, hey, you have to play pretty much 90%, 95% clean if you're this offense. Yeah, I think the main thing, cannot turn the ball over. That way it gives you a better chance to beat Rutgers on Thursday afternoon. That's a little bit, I apologize. That's a little bit of a defensive preview for Rutgers there as they bring it 4-2-5. Three of the four top tacklers on this Scarlet Knight defense is leads the team in total tackles, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be factors come Thursday afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever our podcasts are found, or free and available daily, or to have a chance to record K-State content. I'll have on Thursday's episode, I have my prediction, and we'll take a look at the K-State roster in this game. That'll probably help out a little bit some as well. For Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from San Diego, California. This has been another edition of the Pro Bowl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, Merry Christmas out there, K-State Nation. We'll talk to y'all throughout the rest of this holiday week. Go Cats.